American Language Course, Review of Situation Tapes 1 through 5. Hello, I'm George Madison. What's your name? I know who you are. You're the student that Joe Smith met on the airplane, aren't you? You and Joe Smith have been talking for quite a while. You've been learning many new words as you flew into New York City and went to a hotel. Now, I want to ask you some questions about the things you have seen, the words you have learned, and the places you have been to, okay? You and Joe began talking while you were eating, so I think we'll begin by talking about food. Look at picture one. That's on page 8 of your handout. Those are potatoes. We don't use a knife when we eat potatoes. What do we use to eat potatoes? A fork, right. Now, we don't use a knife or a fork when we eat ice cream, do we? What do we use? A spoon. And what is the sweet food like ice cream or pie that we eat at the end of a meal? Dessert. In picture one again. The two potatoes haven't been cooked, but the others have been and are ready to eat. Are the potatoes that have been cooked on a plate or on a tray? They're on a plate, sure. Oh, I was asking you about the food on the airplane, but I didn't ask you who gave you the food to eat. Who served you the food when you were on the airplane? The stewardess. And with your knife, fork, and spoon, you also had a napkin. What is the purpose of the napkin? To wipe your mouth and keep your clothes clean. Did you say that? Well, did you complete your dinner before you ate your dessert or after you ate your dessert? After dessert. When the stewardess picked up your tray, did she give you the tray or take it away? She took it away. Okay. You saw the potatoes in picture one. Now look at picture two. Are those things familiar to you? Well, those are green beans. We eat them for dinner. When they're cooked and served for a meal, are they served in a glass or on a plate? On a plate. If a man invites you to his home, does that mean he wants you to come to his house or he just wants to tell you about his house? He wants you to come to his house. You and Joe talked about the weather, didn't you? Let me ask you a few questions about that. The weather is not the same every day over the ocean, is it? What did you say about the weather over the Atlantic Ocean? It varies. When something varies, is it the same all the time or does it change? It changes. When it's raining, what is the rain coming from in the sky? From a cloud. You talked about a storm, too. What is a storm? It's rain and wind. When a pilot avoids a rainstorm, is he flying away from the storm or into the storm? Away from the storm. Is it simple or difficult for you to speak your own language? It's very simple, I'm sure. Now, what did Joe Smith tell you was a good way to study and learn English? To speak English all the time and to practice. What do you do when you practice a new word? you repeat it. If you can answer all these questions, will you have been successful or will you have failed? Successful. Good. If you can't answer these questions, will you fail or will you be successful? You'll fail. If you are alone in a room, how many people are in the room? One person, you. Okay, now I'm going to ask some questions about picture 3. That's a letter, and it's going to a man named Glenn Island. What is his address? 500 Hope Street. On the letter, in picture 3, is the street address above the name of the city or under the name of the city? It's above the name of the city. Where do you go to mail letters and buy stamps? To the post office. Is a package almost the same as a letter or as a box? A box. In picture 4, the man is sitting on a very small chair. He is a very big man. Is he comfortable or not comfortable on that chair? He's not comfortable. What do you think is necessary to make him comfortable? A bigger chair, sure. Now, look at picture 5. There are 3 airplanes marked 1, 2, and 3. Which airplane is approaching the airport? Plane 3. Which airplane has arrived at the airport? Plane 2. Good. Look at picture 6. Which of these things is necessary for life? Water, right. In picture 6, which of these articles can you easily buy in a drugstore in this country? Cigarettes. Now, look at picture 7. That's a city street. Do you see heavy traffic or no traffic on the street? There's no traffic on the street. Is the lady alone on her side of the street, or are there a lot of people with her? She's alone. Will she be alone if the man walks across the street and stands with her? No, she won't. The lady has just come from the drugstore. She bought some things there. She bought something to put into her camera so she can take pictures. What did she buy? Film. She didn't bargain for the film, you know. If you bargain for something, what are you trying to do? You're trying to buy something for less money. Do we usually bargain for things in this country? No, we don't. In the drugstore, there were 2 cameras. One costs $5, and the other camera costs $200. Which is the expensive camera? The $200 camera is the expensive camera. Look at picture 8. Where is the car? On the bridge. There is a man in picture 8. Where is he? He's under the bridge. There is a river under the bridge. The river goes into the harbor. What is a harbor? It's where boats stop. Now see if you can answer this. What city in this country has a big harbor? New York City has a big harbor. Some other American cities have big harbors, too. Many ships come into New York Harbor every day, and there are people on these ships. Many of these people come just to visit our country and rest. What do we call a time of rest and no work when we can travel? A vacation. I prefer a boat trip for my vacation. Do you prefer to take a boat trip or an airplane trip on your vacation? In picture 8, the car is able to go from one side of the river to the other side by driving across the bridge. So, what is the purpose of the bridge? It permits the car to cross the river. In picture 8, is the man or the car an example of transportation? The car. Now look at picture 9. This is another kind of transportation. What is it? It's a truck. This truck picks up and delivers dirt and sand for building roads. What does the truck do? It picks up dirt and sand and delivers it. Look at picture 10. That is used to open a door. What is it? It's a key. When you went to the hotel in New York City, what did the clerk ask you to do when he gave you a pen? He asked you to register, and when you registered, what did you write? Your name and address. When you signed your name, what were you doing? Writing your name. Now, before you got to the hotel, you were at the airport. How did you get from the airport to the hotel? In a taxi. And what is the money that you pay to ride in a taxi? The taxi fare. The taxi driver said the fare was $2.50. What is another way of saying 50 cents? Half a dollar. If your hotel room was satisfactory, was it okay or was it bad? It was okay. Now, when you went to your hotel room, maybe you wrote a letter to your friends in your country, or maybe you sent them a card with a picture of New York on it. What are the cards that you send in the mail? Postcards. Maybe you sent a card to a friend who lives near your house. What do you call that person who lives near your house? A neighbor. Okay. Look at picture 11. That isn't a box or a package. What is it? A suitcase. There are many things in that suitcase. What two things would you have in your suitcase that you use to clean your teeth? A toothbrush and toothpaste. The suitcase is on the floor. What will you do to the suitcase if you want to put it on the bed? You lift it onto the bed. Good. When you lift the suitcase, do you push it or pick it up? Pick it up. You learned the word reservation, too. Do you make a reservation at a hotel before you arrive or after you arrive? Before you arrive. Well, that's all for now. Next time, you will talk to Joe Smith again and meet some more people. Bye now. This is the end of Review Tape 5.